Hey, everybody, it's Mike from The Mike Wagner Show, powered by SoundCloud Studios and brought to you by our official sponsor, The Mike Wagner Show, international warring author, Mia Molson's The Missing, available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. We're here with a terrific couple from Chicago. They're co-founders of the Tantra Nova Institute in the Windy City. They assisted thousands of couples, singles, and creating lasting intimacy, fulfillment in their life and relationships as all kinds of ages as well. Beloved husband and wife and partners in Chicago. And also they coached billionaires, innovators, and also power couples and just about, you know, all over the world, sharing intimacy secrets at the global YPO Young Presidents Organization Conference in Paris. And also they were nominated as the chamber of the White House in 2016. A lot to cover. They have a new book out there, which basically provides a guide for anyone building lasting fulfillment in their lives, relationships with cutting edge principles and unlocking life's fulfillment and deeper intimacy. It's not just Valentine's Day or Sweethearts Day. It's 365 days a year. How do they do it? Live, ladies and gentlemen, and plus dudes in beautiful downtown Chicago, the amazing power couple assisting thousands of couples and singles with long-lasting intimacy and fulfillment. So if you're looking for something like that, and they got a book called Sexual Enlightenment, How to Create Lasting Fulfillment in Life, Love, and Intimacy, and also part of the Human Relationship Mastery Program. Ladies and gentlemen, the multi-talented duo of Dr. Elizabeth Moyth and Freddie Zentel Weaver. Guys, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thanks for joining us today.
Wow, Mike, that's quite an intro.
Wow, really?
We did all that.
Yeah. Well, of course, you guys been in a love business. If that's what you love to do, you love to do it. But of course, you know, it's of course a thing as well too. So you assist a thousand of couples, singles, creating lasting intimacy and fulfillment in their lives and relations. And you guys are co-founders of Tantra Nova Institute in Chicago. You guys coach billionaires, innovators, and power couples, and just basically all over the world. And you also have a new book providing a guide for anyone building lasting fulfillment, intimacy, and more with cutting edge principles. You had a book called Social Sexual Power of Infinity Flow. And we'll talk about your new book, The Sexual Enlightenment, How to Create Lasting Fulfillment in Life, Love, and Intimacy. And before getting all that, I know we got to sweat the details. Tell us how y'all first got started.
Oh, wow. All
right.
Okay. Well, you know, we've had our institute for 23 years here in Chicago. And well, I was first introduced to a big part of the curriculum that we teach when I was 13 years old. Mm. I was living in Hawaii, going through my puberty, spending a lot of time in the shower, as a lot of guys are at that time. My father, I was lucky enough to have a father that was enlightened. He was a psychiatrist, and he took pity on me and gave me a book to read on how to integrate meditation and sex. Hmm. So I loved it. My girlfriend loved it. And even more than that, which is really the core of what we want to share about what we teach and share in our work here at the Institute, is it really assisted me in getting and shifting my belief. At the time, I wanted to go on to college on athletic scholarship, but didn't believe that I could do it, given that I was living in Hawaii, wouldn't get the coaching or the recognition and blah, blah, blah. It was a belief. Well, I did go on to college on athletic scholarship. It's not that I didn't do the things that you would do to do that. It's just that it was with ease, grace, and flow. It wasn't with resistance and disbelief. Hmm. After college, I kept doing these practices and reading books and going to workshops and applying these principles in my personal relationships. And I was in the software business for a long time in San Francisco. Hmm. And actually, it was fun and exciting. But what I knew about my own life and engagement and happiness, something was missing. So an opportunity with a company was open in Chicago. They hired me, moved me here. And that was 23 years ago. But I was still in the software business. And I was single, looking for a Shakti. That's a female tantra partner. And, I was online. We're one of the early online couples. And Elizabeth's profile was there. And we met. And almost 3 months, 6 months to the day we met, we pooled our resources and started this work, Tantra Nova Institute. She'll tell you about what she was doing in international business consulting. And we've been teaching, again, couples and singles all over the world for the last 23 years, these principles of how to really create more happiness and joy and intimacy in your life.
Mm-hmm. And very interesting, Dr. Elizabeth. I was just going to mention about how you got started, but looks like Freddie, have you lead into it since he loves you very much and loves you for it too. So
that's right, darling. And don't forget it.
So, you know, Mike, my story is very different. I wish I would have had a dad who would have given me a book on sex consciousness when I was 13 years old. I don't know about you, but that was not customary in my household. I grew up, as everyone who is listening probably can tell, I'm from Germany, was raised there, and in my late 20s came to the United States to do postgraduate work in music. And then a few years later, I got my doctorate in education and moved on into management consulting. And so in the 90s, I had gotten really good at consulting, but I was really despaired about intimate relationship. I had this pattern of attracting unavailable men. And while that was exciting, most of the time I was alone. And that hit me really at one desperate moment where I could see the trajectory that if I were not to change that, I would end up without lasting intimacy and love in my life before I would leave this planet. I just didn't want to settle for that. And that was the moment when I decided to delve deeply into studying Tantra, more as a discipline and not just like reading a book here and there. No, I immersed myself, and all with the intention to see what was in the way of me bringing lasting love and intimacy into my life. What was there like a veil in front of my eyes that I wanted to lift? But I needed some assistance, you know. So anyway, what I discovered through the tantric practice and the tantric healing was that I had held distrust towards men. And I did not know that. You know, if you had known me, Mike, at that time, I didn't run around like a distrusting bitch. I was training, I was inviting, I reeled the guys in. But something underneath, you know, what is not obvious to the conscious mind was running in the subconscious. And that really had to do with an experience when I was 18 years old and so forth. And that all got uncovered, discovered, and cleared. And what opened up for me was deeper trust in myself, deeper trust in men in general. And then guess what? 6 months later, Freddie came into my life.
Ta-da!
and you put some music into it, Freddie. I understand you're also a jazz singer as well, too. And Dr. Elizabeth, you got into music as well, too. You guys are making music already.
Yes, and he's a great jazz singer. Did you listen to some of his performances on our website?
I got to listen. I got to say, oh, my God, you're amazing. So, yeah.
Legend in my own mind. That's right.
There you go. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you got to do something with it, too. So, well hopefully America's Got Talent is listening out there. So,
yeah, but, you know, there is also a through line from the music to what we do in terms of love, intimacy, and the sexual self.
Yes.
Because creating all has to do with our creative energy. Doesn't matter if we create music, make music, if we create a baby, if, you know, you created this radio show.
Yes, and that's a good point. Just out of love, out of the heart, out of the mind, the gut, and everything. This is really interesting. I'm liking this.
Yeah. And then there's another dimension that we tap into, which is our sexual energy that is creative in nature. It brings forth new life. So if it brings forth new life, what about learning to draw on that energy and channel that energy so that we can use it, you know, channeling it into our projects? Then we take it out of the bedroom into using that life-giving energy to imbue everything.
Yeah, to kind of further simplify it for your listeners, some who may not be familiar with these practices, it's really working with the altered state of what happens when we're in our sexual energy, either with ourselves or with a partner. Mm-hmm. Whether we're doing our practices, our sexual meditation that we teach, or you're just having fun or, you know, with your beloved or yourself, we're in an altered state. You know, we're more open, loving, vulnerable, receptive. Chemically, we're changed, more endorphins, serotonin, oxytocin, the feel-good hormone. So we're in an altered state of awareness. So what we teach is how to work in that altered state of awareness to get more connected to what we most deeply desire. You see, because what happens in our workshops is people have an intake where they fill out, you know, some information. But the main important thing is what they would like to get out of this workshop. And typically it's a beloved or a better relationship with the one they have, or work that's fulfilling, or a place that's inspiring, or something that has eluded them. Now, coming from, Mike, that the only person out there as an author of our life is ourselves, then there's something that we or they are not seeing about what they're doing to get what they're getting. So in the intimate, vulnerable state with an awareness of breath, energy awareness, because it's all energy, thoughts are just energy as well. It is our physical forms, is a denser form of it. And intention, people get more connected to what they don't see in the background running, emotionally, energetically, and frequency-wise. So we've been doing this with people who are familiar with this kind of work and those who are not. But anybody in a body who's willing can really get more connected to what they most deeply desire and then move with grace, ease, and flow towards that thing, step by step, moment by moment.
I like that. You mentioned about frequency and everything else, and I've heard about frequency, you know, all the time, especially with a 432 and lowering frequency and everything like that. And it's going to be more important than ever. And I never knew about it before, but they said 432 has been the magic word when it comes to frequency.
Yeah. Well, frequency is available. It's always running through things, and we don't often listen to it. But there's a frequency to a feeling. There's a frequency to a thought. There's a frequency that we can tap into that can give us a clue as to where we are at in terms of what it is we're about to experience or experiencing. And that can give us an idea of how we can either let that go or move towards another feeling.
Yeah. So let's just give a few distinctions here also for the listeners to, you know, because energy and frequency is so elusive because we cannot see it. You know, I cannot see my thoughts. I cannot see my emotions. I cannot see your thoughts or your emotions, leave alone touching them, because they are frequency. And when frequency shows up in the body, then we call it a sensation. You know, like I feel hot, I feel cold. That is, you know, uniquely subjective. Freddie cannot tell me, Elspeth, you feel cold. I only can say I feel cold, you know. So sensations and emotions and thoughts are really subjective. So then we want to become more aware of them, because that is our frequency self. You know, there is like my skin, which is much more dense, but then there are the nerve endings that, you know,
transmit,
for me to feel. Can you feel yourself?
Mm-hmm. I'm currently feeling it right now, and I'm just checking myself. I just had a little bit of, coffee as well, too, so I'm kind of getting that, and, you know, my fingers are a little bit cold right now, but it's always a good to have some coffee too. So,
exactly. Yes. And that has an effect. So we don't think of it as
frequency. We should do a practice with you to get a little, your circulation going.
Mm-hmm. I'll go ahead. I want to interrupt your frequency. I'm sorry.
No, you aren't in. This is your show, Mike. We're riding on your wings, baby.
Or riding the frequency, they say, too, with the good vibes. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's do a practice in a moment that I want to preface with, that there are three ways of activating energy. And of course, in our work, sexual energy is included. You know, in terms of love and intimacy, we can look at three dimensions. The first one is the physical and sexual. The second one is the emotional and love. And the third is the thought and the consciousness. So in the tantric practice, we get to tap into all three, because when we are connected in all three, we feel whole, we feel wonderful. And so when we want to learn also more about sexual frequency, sexual energy, we want to learn how energy shows up in the body, and it can show up in a subtle way, just like right now you are listening, Freddie is listening, I'm speaking. I assume no one is aroused right now.
Well, speak for yourself.
I don't think anybody's turned on by me right now, I guess, except for my wife probably watching.
So, inside job, yeah.
So
there you go, yeah.
so So then we can look at it like that, you know, there is the subtle energy that runs through us at all times. Otherwise, we wouldn't be alive. It's all called life force energy. And then when I walk at Lake Michigan in the summer and the breeze touches my skin, I'm not highly aroused, but the energy has a little bit risen. You know, it feels pleasant, beautiful, wonderful. And then of course, all the way up to a high arousal and ultimately the ejaculatory moment or climactic moment for the woman. All of that is like a string, or we call it, we learn to play the rising of our sexual energy on different levels, like we learn how to play a flute. And then I can move with this. And so the practice we are going to do in a moment will assist us in tuning with our subtle energy. Mm. Because if I cannot tune with my subtle energy, I cannot tune consciously with my aroused energy. That doesn't mean that I cannot have arousal, but that's an impulse, which is great. But it, you know, it has me, I don't have it. So what about if I could use this impulse and then extend it and breathe into it so that it may last, you know, for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, you know, both for the men, and Freddie can talk more with you about that, what that entails for the men. And women awaken their energy, you know, so that we can meet on a plateau together like this instead of like this. He gets excited and easily aroused and then drops quickly and she hangs out here.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, it's just like, come on, where's my share? And it seems like that it's getting more prevalent that there's a need for love and intimacy, especially in the social media world. And I'm hearing a lot of stories about that, where the lack of intimacy even get from social media or not. And that's been a big story.
Yeah, well, you look in the world and, you know, all of the upsets and so on. And I don't know that we'll make that spiritual quantum leap to seeing ourselves in each other and the peace that's possible on the planet until we get past this sexual piece. Because right now it's pretty vilified and kind of misunderstood. And even people who maybe have heard of Tantra kind of remember when Sting maybe was in an article 20 years ago and said, oh, me and my wife make love for 8 hours in a day, you know.
I remember that. I think he wrote songs about that and everything. I remember that.
Yeah. And so it's so much more than that in terms of once you bring consciousness, Mike, to the sexual, what start to show up in life that seems, areas of life that seem completely unrelated to sex, are the kernel, the essence of that sexual energy. Creativity creates life and pleasure. Start to show up as a listening when you bring consciousness to the sexual in the way that we're teaching it as a meditation.
Mm. Wait, do you want to do the practice?
Yeah, let's do the practice.
Okay, that sounds great. Let's go have the practice. So I'm ready for you guys. Here we go.
Here we go.
Okay.
Okay. So this is just a simple breathing practice. And this is where we start. So we don't ever go right to sexual energy, because sexual meditation requires the capacity to be present to what we call our thoughts, which is like a witness state of mind. Mm-hmm. So this practice helps to develop some of that. It's a certain way of breathing. So let's see what shows up for you and your listening audience. So sit up comfortably, as erect as you can feel comfortable, on top of your sit bones, your spine stacked nicely. Your eyes can be open, closed, or soft focus. Okay. Put your hand on your belly. Bring your awareness to your breath, following your breath with your consciousness into your nose, down your trachea, into your lungs, extending into your diaphragm and belly like a big balloon on your inhalation. Really extend the belly into the hand as you inhale. Follow with your awareness, your breath back up and out through your nose in your own pace, depth, and rhythm. As thoughts come, acknowledge, let them be, let them go. Don't engage. Bring your focus and awareness back to the breath. Following your breath into your nose, down your trachea, lungs extending into your diaphragm and belly like a big balloon on your inhalation. Following with your awareness, your breath back up and out through your nose in your own pace, depth, and rhythm. Continue to breathe that way, letting your thoughts come, letting your thoughts go. Don't engage with the thoughts, just feeling the rise of your belly, the flattening of your belly, through your nose in your own pace, depth, and rhythm. Stay with it. You are your own witness to any thoughts, conversations, interpretations, or meaning. Nothing whatsoever you have to do right now. Just to breathe and to be.
That's all there is for a few moments. Rise of your belly on your inhalation. Flattening of your belly on your exhalation through your nose in your own pace, depth, and rhythm. Giving your busy mind a rest for a few moments.
And while you're breathing in and out, ensuring this moment of being with yourself, take a moment and notice how you're feeling right now, how your body is feeling. And notice your emotional state. Just notice, nothing to be done. Beautiful. And then slowly, when you are ready, come back by opening your eyes. And Mike, if you would be so kind and just share in a few words how you may be feeling right now.
Love it.
Great.
Love it. Yes. I feel like a straight line going down, I'll tell you.
Yeah, you dropped in quick. And that's the space that we want to keep building more familiarity, accessibility to. And that's called intimacy. Into me, I see.
Into me, I see. I like that one. I'm about to write that down. Into me, I see. I like that one. Hope everybody's listening to that one.
That's really great that you take it on like this, because often we have intimacy like it depends on the other. I can only feel intimate if I can be with him or if he feels intimate with me. But that is actually a fallacy. Intimacy starts over here, just like into me I see. So for example, you know, when I'm angry, the last thing I want to do is connect with Freddie, because mm-hmm. I don't feel it at that moment, you know. So then my job is really to connect with myself and to become intimately connected. That doesn't always mean sexually intimate. Could be emotionally intimate, mentally, spiritually. You know, there are different dimensions of intimacy. And once I have recalibrated, you know, and connected and with my own heart, I can open my heart to Freddie again. You know, so that is really also a little hint for couples that when they have a fight or conflict, instead of trying to work it out through talking, and then we are in our head and we are justified, he is wrong and I'm right. You know, he did something I didn't like, or I didn't get what I wanted. So that is very much up here. We don't resolve conflict there. Where it gets resolved, at least where we can shift into a different space, is when we drop into the heart. Because there's like, that's the reconciler. So back to the breath, because the breath and energy, life force energy, go hand in hand. When we don't breathe, we die. You know, it's rather obvious.
Mm-hmm, so, that's very obvious, uh-huh.
So they must go together when we are alive. And that is what we put to use here in the tantric practice, where we learn to use the breath, the conscious breath, not the automatic breath, you know, like the sympathetic breath that is up in the lungs, but where there's a reflex so that I don't suffocate. But when I drop into the parasympathetic breath, the diaphragmatic breath, which I really need to bring my focus to, just like Freddie was guiding us, then that, you know, the feel good hormones get activated and I can calm down. And that is what we want to further cultivate, because with the breath, then we can actually move energy. Both we can move out anger energy or headache pain if we are trained. We can also move sexual arouse energy. Why don't you tell Mike about what's there for the men?
Yeah, I want to say this, Mike. We could teach these practices to nuns and priests if they were vowed to celibacy. Because what happened in that last little bit of a minute and a half practice, a minute that we did, breathing, there was intimacy where we got quiet. We got a little separation from the mind story. We could feel our heart beating. We were just easy. There were no thoughts about the kids or our bills or anything. We were just breathing and being. And that's where sexual energy leads you. That's what's so attractive about it. When we're in that sexual energy, we're intimate, we're loving, we're chemically changed. Now, we've been, again, forever procreating, creating life with sexual energy. The last 100 or so years, recreating with the development of contraceptives. And what we're teaching is how to co-create with this intelligent energy. Because when we bring consciousness to it, we can start to get more deeply connected to what we most deeply want to create in our life, learning how to get out of our own way. So that's kind of the bigger picture of this. And again, it will inform your mutual lovemaking, the fun stuff that we do with ourselves and with each other. And you can use it as a meditation as well. And it's very powerful in that way. So for the man, as Elspeth said, in the tantric practices and all the variations that there are, we're Tantra Nova, Tantra New. So we're integrating aspects of the East in transformation and working consciously with sexual energy. And from the West in working with transformation, creating something and more joy in our life, something we want to create more of. In terms of generative language, how we create our reality in language, creative self-discovery, how we discover ourselves in the creative process in music and movement and art, and then working in a ritual practice with sexual energy. And that's the gestalt of how we share with people how to shift and create more happiness and joy in their life.
By the way, no nudity in any of our workshops. All intimate practices are done either in one's home or hotel room, wherever, you know, someone stays.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just that we designed our workshop so that more people would be comfortable doing it that way. And that's fine, whatever, because there's a lot of other approaches to presenting this work, but this is how we do it. But for the man and all the variations of Tantra that there are, one of the primary edicts is for the man to learn to separate ejaculation from orgasm. And that's not just to be a better lover, although it will inform your lovemaking. It's really to get in touch with how unconscious we are around our sexual selves as men. For men, there's two emotions that we're allowed to be okay to show coming up, and that's fucking or fighting.
or fighting.
Yes, but to be intimate or to be nurturing or to be vulnerable is not man stuff, quote. Though they are emotions that we experience. So what happens in separating ejaculation from orgasm, we start to get in touch with how this energy has us in terms of the appearance of lust, selfish love, the appearance of jealousy, possessiveness. Is it big enough? Too big? Too hard? Too soft? All this, it's loaded. Shame, fear, guilt, broken heart story. It's loaded. So when we start to bring consciousness to this unconscious aspect of our beingness, a broader opportunity and experience in life starts to open up in terms of emotional awareness, self-awareness, the integration of yin-yang balance, the polarity of how we work with our feminine partners in our lives. And so the whole spectrum opens up, and that's one of the things that's really primary for the man. Now, it's a little different for the woman, and Elspeth can tell you.
Quite a bit different, because when a woman wants to connect, most women, or the one who is in their feminine, because it could be a, you know, same-sex couple, there's always one more in their masculine, the other one more in their feminine, or more yin, more yang. Because if that is not present, that polarity, there's no magnetism. You know, it's just like the North and South Pole, or the sun and the moon, you know, like if without that, there is no attraction. So the one who is more in their feminine, when they want to connect, they start feeling it in their heart center. Most men, or the one who is in their masculine, when they want to connect, they start feeling it in their sexual center. There's nothing good or bad about it, right or wrong. It's just how it is. You know, so we both want to connect, but we come from different loci. He comes from here and I come from there. You know, so two ships passing in the night. So in the tantric practice, the man learns to feel his wonderful energy in the sexual center when he wants to connect, and learns to breathe it up. Like with that breath exercise we did earlier, that's the beginning of it. And he can learn to move his sensation of aroused energy that feels so great up into his heart. Now, that doesn't mean that he forgoes the pleasure, but he channels the pleasure into the heart. When I feel that his heart is open, my heart opens. When my heart opens, of course, my sexual center opens, you know, and then we have a circuit, and we move then the energy in that circuituity that then connects us, and we breathe together, and that deepens the connection, that deepens the bond, that deepens the joy, the pleasure, you know.
And once a man learns that, you know, because we get a lot of couples who are in this peak of their sexual aliveness, and she's like, I don't know if he loves me. And he's like, of course I love you, honey, pointing to his erection, you know. And he's like, yeah, I get it.
I'm born and on, where they say.
Right. But she's like, yeah, but can you kiss me with your heart? And that's not something that men have learned to do. We can do it. We just have to learn how to do it. And so once we can start to circulate and move that energy up, then she trusts, as Elspeth said, and then she becomes open to a deeper sense of connection. And so that's a real powerful, you know, awakening for men and relationship when they learn these practices.
That is certainly interesting. And I'm sure you guys can write a book about, you guys do have books. I was going to mention you'd be great authors. And one of them is The Social Sexual Power of Infinity Flow with Dr. Elspeth Moyth and Freddie Zento-Weaver. We'll talk about just 1 minute, but first listen to The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com, powered by Sonic Web Studios. Visit online at sonicwebstudios.com for all your needs. Looking at a professional website without breaking your budget, Sonic Web Studios is the answer. Sonic Web Studios offers fast, affordable custom web designs that blow the competition away. Call today, 1-800-303-3960. It's 1-800-303-3960, or email to support@sonicwebstudios.com. Mention Mike Wagner Show, get 20% off your first project. Sonic Web Studios, take your image to the next level. Also, time to give official shout out to our official sponsor, The Mike Wagner Show, international warring author Mia Molson Zia. If you love fast-paced mysteries, you'll love Missing by Mia Molson Zia, available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. Missing is fast-paced and intriguing with an unforgettable twist. Takes place in 4 countries, 2 strangers, 1 target, where truth is illusion and those who love you to first go missing. It's available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. Missing by Mia Molson Zia has garnered great reviews in Eve, Love, and Joys by Howard Celebrity Schooling, Joanna Cassie, Forge Riley, and Minos. So grab your copy today. Virgo's Missing by Mia Molson Zia, available on Amazon. Also, check out The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com on 40 podcast platforms. Heard in 100 countries, including Facebook, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Spotify, iHeartRadio, also Anchor FM, Odyssey, Apple Music. Also, subscribe to us on BitChute, Rumble, YouTube. Follow on Podbean and Pandora. Also, follow us on Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, and more. Take us with you on any mobile device. And for great gift ideas, go to Amazon.com. Check out The Mike Wagner Show podcast. T-shirts, pop sockets, throw pillows, tote bags, hoodies. Makes great gifts for your lovers 24/7. Go to Amazon.com. Check out The Mike Wagner Show podcast. And for more great gift ideas, go to Amazon.com/MiaMolsonZia for great books like Missing, Once and Wrinkles. Also, T-shirts, pop sockets, hoodies, phone cases, and more. Amazon.com/MiaMolsonZia. Check it out today. And support The Mike Wagner Show on Anchor FM, PayPal, and TheMikeWagnerShow.com. We're here with you, beloved husband, wife, and business partners in Chicago of Tantra Flow. Chicago. I get back to my art center here. Dr. Elspeth Moyth and Freddie Zento-Weaver here on The Mike Wagner Show. And you guys make great authors, the way you explain it. And you have the book, The Social Sexual Power of Infinity Flow. And tell us more about that one.
Yes. So we alluded to it already a little bit with the circuitry, you know, where we are in flow. And of course, I can only be in flow with Freddie when I'm in flow with myself. So in the tantric practice, we both, each individual wants to do their own work, you know, because this is my life force energy and only I can move it with my breath, you know, and then I can share it with my partner. So the infinity flow is really a heart-to-heart connection. So it's the figure eight, you know, it doesn't have a beginning and doesn't have an end. It just flows like this. So if we look at, you know, the heart connection just like this, and why we do it like this in this horizontal flow has to do what we describe in the book, that we want to shift from a hierarchical relational model that we all have grown up in. You know, like patriarchy can be called a hierarchical or vertical model, where one is up and one is down. And that can show up in intimate relationship. It can show up in organizations between countries. And in history, you know, commonly the man was up and the woman was down as a collective. Mm-hmm. And then that started to shift through the beginning of the women's movement, that women woke up and said, wait a minute, you know, it's not like 200 years ago when women had to wear men's clothes to become a book author, you know.
Yes.
Women didn't have any rights. Or in the 1950s, a married woman had to ask her husband for a credit card. She couldn't get one on her own.
Darn it. I think that's why mom couldn't get the car she needed from American Express. Couldn't do it.
That's right.
You know, and so this is what we call, and that, of course, also shows up in relationship. Now, if it was matriarchy, it would be the same. It would just be the other, you know, turned upside down. So it's not, the question is not to remain in that hierarchical or vertical model, because there is always a subordinate and someone who is in the upper position. Now, nowadays, I find myself in the upper position at times when I want to control things. And I don't listen to Freddie, you know, or make him wrong. I'm not open actually to shift into a horizontal model where we both can listen, where we both can speak up. And that is where the infinity flow comes in. Because then at some moment, one leads and the other follows. Mm. And the next moment, the second one leads and the first follows. So you can see now this is goes like this, you know, but in the horizontal model, which is also called the partnership model, we want to learn very particular skills. They are based in the following verbs, like listening and speaking or speaking up. If I cannot speak up, you know, I'm, of course, after a while in a subordinate role. If I cannot listen, I never know what goes on over there, you know. Then leading and following is this another pair of verbs. If I cannot follow as a leader, I'm not going to be a strong leader, because I don't know how the one who follows me may feel. And of course, I also want to cultivate leadership skills. And I do mean in intimate relationship, or when I'm the head of a company.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third pair of verbs is giving and receiving. So we just taught a 3-day lasting intimacy workshop this past weekend. And one evening they get this homework, which is a tantric partner bodywork practice where one receives and the other gives.
Mm-hmm.
And stay in those roles for the entire practice. And the giver needs to learn how to move his hands with the receiver's breath. Because when we are being pulled like on our back muscles like this, with the breath, when the giver listens to my breath and pulls on my exhalation, I feel listened to. Mm. I feel, oh, he's really with me. And not like boom, boom, boom in his own rhythm, you know. No, he listens to my rhythm. And so this is in the giving, we want to learn to listen to the other so that we can fully give. And the other side, to be able to receive. There are some people who say, oh, no, I'm much better at giving, because receiving calls for trusting. I cannot receive when I don't trust, which means I want to let go and not, you know, making sure he does it right or, you know, like letting him do, and I can just drop in. And that is where Again, the flow starts. So that is really the key tenet of that book, shifting from a hierarchical or vertical relational model to a horizontal where we can flow, you know, in the infinity flow, and want to return to that. And this is how we come back to the heart, heart to heart. Do we do the practice? Okay, so we have a great practice, Mike. Maybe show it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So do you want to lead it?
Okay, great. So either with yourself, like this, heart to your second, to your around your sacrum area, or with another, you put your hand on each other's heart. You gaze into each other's left eye, so wink the left eye. You breathe in together, breathe out together, breathe in together, breathe out together. The next inhalation, visualize receiving energy from your partner into your heart on the inhalation. Your attention on the location and intention to move it in with the breath. And on the exhalation, visualize sending into the other's heart. Receiving on the inhalation, sending on the exhalation. Using your mind's focused attention on the sensation and location. And
now you can see again, we have the circuit, heart-to-heart circuit. And you know, Mike, oh, you like it so much. You are really get the hang of it here.
I think you're enjoying these practices too much, Mike.
This is more natural.
It is heartwarming. I got to say that it's really heartwarming. And of course, you want people to get involved with that. And how do people, you know, sign up for your classes, get books or offerings, retreats and everything? And, you know, where can people find you and everything? Or what's the next retreat or the next seminar, everything like that coming up?
Beautiful. So you can read us as a listener. You can reach us at tantranova.com, TantraNova.com, tantranova, like supernova, tantranova. And on the homepage, scroll down and you can get to our book, Sexual Enlightenment, Creating Lasting Fulfillment in Life, Love and Intimacy. It's available on Amazon and all outlets, also available in audio book. Then we have a gift. And the gift is actually a video class, and it's called Introduction to Sexual Meditation. We thought, Mike, that out of this out of this conversation today, that people may be curious about learning more practices that will lead them to what it means to be in sexual meditation, to move their sexual aroused energy from the sexual center up into the heart or into the third eye and circulate it and feel it in the whole body. So this video class called Introduction to Sexual Meditation, that introduces you to it. And if you could be so kind and put it on your show notes, would that be okay?
Absolutely. And what else from the wonderful power couple of Dr. Elizabeth Moyth and Freddie Zentel? We will find out in just 1 minute. You listen to The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com, powered by Sonic Web Studios and brought to you by official sponsor, The Mike Wagner Show, international warring author Mia Molson Sam Missing. We'll be back with the amazing husband and wife of Tantra Nova Institute, Dr. Elizabeth Moyth and Freddie Zentel Weaver, after this time. We're back to the amazing Dr. Elizabeth Moyth and Freddie Zentel Weaver here on The Mike Wagner Show. Also, the book, Sexual Enlightenment, How to Create Lasting Fulfillment in Life, Love, and Intimacy. And what else can you guys offer as well, especially going into 2024, 2025, and infinity, I should say.
Right. Well, and then in terms of workshops, we have different workshops coming up here in Chicago. There are what we call foundations workshops. For one is co-ed for couples and singles, men and women. Then Freddie has an all-men's workshop called Men, Sex, and Power, where he actually guides men in separating ejaculation from orgasm and what that means. Separating that reflex, muscular reflex in the pelvic floor from the orgasmic energy that feels so good. you know, and that leads a man to be able to experience multiple orgasms, orgasmic waves, you know, being in that orgasmic space for how long are he, however long he wants to be. He also builds capacity to be more present then with a partner. So that is available as well. That comes up at the end of May, Freddie's Men, Sex and Power workshop, the last weekend, the Memorial weekend. I teach an all women's workshop, which is called Awaken to Your Feminine Essence for women only, and where I support women in awakening their loving, intimate energy that, as I earlier described it, like, you know, calls for reawakening. Feminine energy doesn't go up suddenly, it goes up slowly. However, when it's awakened, it can stay on the plateau for a long time, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's available. And then we have an advanced workshop for couples where we teach sexual rituals that build on what I just have described. But this practice that Freddie teaches solo for the men in the men's workshop, he gets to experience the men with his partner. Or if you come as a single, you pair up with a practice partner. So in partnership, you know, there are two dynamics. It's very different than when I do a solo practice. So we offer both because we are both solo people, and then we are in the dynamic with others, be it dating, mm-hmm. be it a beloved, be it a long-term spouse, you know.
Yeah, just to be clear, in the men's workshop, it's all men, and you have a homework practice that you do with yourself. You don't work with another man in the workshop, yeah. Just to be clear.
Okay, good to know, too, and clarify that. So you're saying as well?
And then one last thing. If someone wants to get a taste first before coming to a three-day workshop, we offer every month an introductory Zoom workshop for like 2 hours. The next one is coming up on the 7th of May. And then there's one in June. That's a really wonderful place to learn a little bit more, learn a few practices, get further insight into the sexual energy of the masculine, sexual energy of the feminine, you know. So that's available as well on our program page on tantranova.com.
All right. Well, certainly check that out. We're here with Dr. Elizabeth Moyth and Frey Zenta-Weaver here on the Mike Wagner Show. Just a couple more things. Who do you consider biggest influence in your career?
Who? Well, for me, my father, for sure. I learned so much from him, just in watching him work with groups of people and just in his friendship and fatherhood through the years. He died about 2 years ago. And he died in bed, 95 years old. We should all be so lucky. And so he's one of my biggest influencers in my life. Mm-hmm.
And for me, it is the professor I came to study with to do postgraduate work in music. In 78, I came to Boston to both study with her and also teach in her department. And that really started my life in the United States. And she was quite impactful in assisting me in opening myself up to that new life. And that brought me here today with you.
Oh, that's so amazing as well. Very amazing. Love it. And what's the best advice you guys can give to anybody at this point?
Well, one, to keep enjoying your life, owning everything in it, in terms of taking responsibility for everything in your life, and keep owning your own upsets. Mm-hmm. It's not out there. Once we can figure it out, you're getting mad at the weather. It doesn't change the weather. I can't, but I can change about the weather. There you go.
Oh, that's a good point. I should stop complaining about bad weather. Thanks for the reminder.
Yeah, it doesn't make any difference. And for me, Mike, it's like drop into your heart. Your heart is your guide. Mm-hmm. Your heart is the reconciler within. We find peace and love there, and then we can connect with another's heart.
And certainly, indeed, you guys connected very well. You guys did a great job. We're here with Dr. Elizabeth Moynth and Presenter Weaver of Tantra Nova Institute, and also the book, Sexual Enlightenment, How to Create Lasting Fulfillment in Life, Love, and Intimacy, here on the Mike Wagner Show. Guys, a very big thank you for your time. You've been absolutely amazing. Learned a lot from you. Looking forward to having you again soon. Keep us up to date. Keep in touch. We'd love to have you back. Once again, what's the website? How do people contact you? Where can people purchase or check out your works, your workshops, and everything else?
TantraNova.com.
And Dr. Elizabeth?
And TantraNova.com.
All right, you guys connected very well. Guys, very big thank you for your time. You're totally amazing. Looking forward to having you again soon. Keep us up to date. Keep in touch. We'd love to have you back. Wish you all the best. And guys, you definitely have a great future ahead of you.
Thank you.